Topical issue.
Čo by som chcel, dámy a páni, vás privítať na tejto tlačovej besede občianskeho združenia Za našu vodu.
At a press conference on Tuesday, the Civic Association for Our Water, or Za našu vodu, characterized a landfill in the Bratislava district of Rača as a ticking bomb. Seepage from the landfill in Žabý Majer, close to a gardening area, has been discovered flowing into the Malý Dunaj River and also into a former canal, the so-called Smradľavka. As the canal flows through all of Bratislava, it directly threatens the water quality on the Žitný Ostrov River Island, the most important water reservoir for all of Bratislava and its surroundings.
This huge reservoir is today impacted by many environmental contaminated sites. We identified two biggest dangers. One is the landfill in Vrakuňa, and the other one is a landfill called Žabý Majer. And these two, we believe, are the biggest dangers or threats to the water reservoir.
Said For Our Water Association chairwoman Anna Marie Velič, adding that
our NGO has sampled the waters close to Žabý Majer, and we have found really huge contaminations of toxic and carcinogenic substances, and we are afraid that they could migrate further.
Meanwhile, the Ministry of the Environment claims that the drinking water of Žitný Ostrov is not endangered by any environmental burden. According to Ministry spokesman Tomáš Ferenčák, the canal is not in contact with the drinking water of Žitný Ostrov. In addition, drinking water is very strictly monitored and even more strictly protected by Lex Žitný Ostrov, a law protecting the most precious water areas, which clearly states what can and cannot be done around drinking water sources. Activists, however, don't share the same optimism.
Vrakuňa is being encapsulated. They will be building a wall around the landfill. We feel that maybe this is a good first step, but by doing so, we are leaving a really nasty contamination to our future generation. With this encapsulation, we cannot guarantee that the chemicals that are in this landfill will not leak further. The ministry and the organization that work for the Ministry of Environment here in this country, they really, really should hurry up, make the monitoring network as dense as possible and analyze the data so we know where the contamination is coming from, how fast and where it has reached so far.
The good news is that Alena Trančíková of the Bratislava Water Management Company declared at Tuesday's press conference that the drinking water supplied by the water network in Bratislava is safe. The bad news is that we don't know until when.